Abraham, Isaiah, David, Nathan, Noah. But as the clock of Bethlehem struck 12, and the silver pendulum of the star swung across the sky, I could see Jesus. He, as he lays aside his kingly robes, he arises and says, Father, I will go. I have heard their cries. I have seen their tears. I have seen how they have been driven like slaves before a great taskmaster's whip. I will go. He steps from one star to another, lower and lower, from one cloud to another, until his feet touch the sheep-covered hills. And lo, he was cradled in a manger, and from there he journeyed to the cross, and there he died to save you and me from sin. I am thinking of a little boy that said, Daddy, may I go with you to chop the trees down? Daddy said, yes. While Daddy was chopping the trees down, the boy said, Daddy, may I go play in the lagoon? Daddy said, yes, but don't get out in the deep water or the alligators will get you. Now he was playing when Daddy heard a horrible cry. Hurry, Daddy, the hideous amphibious monster had been hibernating. It had come out hungry and thin and ferocious and seized the boy. When Daddy was just about to hit the alligator in the head with the axe, the alligator made a splish and turned with its huge tail and sprayed the water up like the screw of the ocean steamer. The blood-speckled foam told the story. Mothers, you may say, oh, alligators will never get my child. No, no, no. But listen, the alligator of sin is after them. The devil's going forth as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. We need to hurry to the rescue of those in sin's black night.